Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, May 4th, 2018. We have 24 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds to 5 knots today, wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 3 feet at 12 seconds between wave crests. Areas of drizzle early in the morning. On the Columbia River bar today, we've got combined seas 3 to 4 feet through Saturday. They'll build to about 6 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always talking with you about. We had one about 8 a.m. this morning. We'll have another one around 5 p.m. tonight. And actually, around 8:45 p.m. this evening and 8:45 again on Saturday. So about 12 hours apart. And today we're going to talk about the return of container ship service to the Columbia River. I've been hearing about this, sort of rumors about it, and I had a visitor stop by the station yesterday who's kind of a maritime freelance journalist in the area, and he was telling me about this, that we do have about one ship a month, container ships, coming onto the Columbia, into the Columbia to Portland, to the Port of Portland now as of the beginning of 2018. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at today's Columbia River ship schedule. We have 6 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria Anchorage. We have 4 in the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point, and 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is a bulk carrier called the New Confidence, arriving from South Korea, headed to the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria. She's a wheat ship. She'll arrive there in the anchorage probably around 11:30 noontime today. And when I say the New Confidence is a bulk carrier, I was just trying to get a little more information this morning when I was putting the schedule together. And when I Googled the name New Confidence, I found a crude oil carrier that was somewhere on the other side of the world also named the New Confidence. So there can be more than one ship with the same name. The Star Sophia is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. She also is a wheat ship, a bulk carrier. She'll be in the anchorage at about 1:30 p.m. The articulated tug and barge, the Dublin Sea, will arrive from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She's a petroleum carrier, and she will pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 7:30 p.m. And a note about ATBs. I had an email from a Ship Report listener yesterday who has worked on board Crowley Maritime ATB rigs that do come into the river. I was talking yesterday about a bulk carrier that came into the river, a tanker that was a domestic flag, U.S. flagship, which is fairly rare on the river. Most of our ships are flagged in other countries under flags of convenience like Panama, things like that. But this was a U.S. flagged tanker ship that came in. But those Crowley Maritime ATBs that come into the river are also domestic flag. They're U.S. flag vessels. And so that is, when you get into the tug and barge realm of the maritime industry here, it's far more common to see U.S. flag vessels, and there are lots and lots of tugs that operate on the river here that are domestically registered vessels. The Chesapeake Highway is our next inbounder, arriving from Japan, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Toyotas on board. She'll pass Astoria about 8:30 p.m. You might see her if you're up really late and you can see the Port of Portland from where you are. About 2:30 a.m. on Saturday, she might arrive at the car docks there. The Ariske is arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for Portland. She's passing Astoria maybe around 10:30 a.m. and arriving in Portland. Passing Astoria around 10:30 p.m. and arriving in Portland around 4:30 a.m. on Saturday. So ships travel all night. On the oceans of the world, there's always a ship traveling somewhere at any hour of the day or night. Our last inbounder so far for the day, although the schedule changes during the day, is the Shrike. She's arriving from Los Angeles, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver, and she'll pass Astoria maybe around 12:30 a.m. on Saturday and arrive around 4:30 a.m. in the Longview Anchorage. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have 5 ships, and they're all awaiting orders. The Bargara, the Belo Horizonte, the Star Crimson, the Sanya, and the Raraka. In the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Medi Baltimore headed to Longview to pick up wheat, leaving around 8 a.m. You might see her in Longview by about 11:30. The Pan Solar, she's been sitting there for a while there in the anchorage off Rice Island. She's headed for Vancouver today to pick up wheat, leaving around 11 a.m. and in Vancouver, maybe around 5 p.m. The South Gate and the Prabhu Yuvika will remain in the Rice Island Anchorage for a bit, awaiting orders. In our outbounders, we have the Pelican State heading out of, Portland? No, I think she's heading out of Portland. She's a tanker. Sorry about that. She's a petroleum tanker. Leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noontime. The Ocean Master, which is a ship that I saw come into the river just a few days ago earlier this week, is now leaving Longview with weed on board. She's leaving around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 3:30 p.m. The Mizzotto K is leaving Kalama with weed on board around noontime, passing Astoria outbound around 5 p.m. The Elliott Bay is leaving the Port of Vancouver from a break bulk dock there. Break bulk is cargo that is kind of loosely could be described as big pieces of things, like a piece of equipment or bales of things or pallets of things. Also, this is a dock where if you, I know someone years ago who ordered a yacht and had it delivered there to the Port of Vancouver, to probably to that dock, and they went there and picked up their boat, which was their sailboat, which was loaded onto the ship as cargo. Our next outbounder is the ANSAC Christine Nancy. She's leaving Portland Soda Ash on board. You can tell that by the acronym, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. She's leaving around 12:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30. The Aquarius Leader is a car carrier heading out of Portland carrying Hondas. She's leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Green Phoenix is leaving Portland with potash on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound, maybe 9 p.m. The Navigate Spark is heading out of port westward in Klatskanai with ethanol. Ethanol was her cargo. Departing around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 5:30 p.m. And the Champion Istra is leaving Portland. Could be fertilizer on board there, some kind of liquid fertilizer. Leaving around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. Well, today I want to talk with you about something that to me is really kind of exciting because I love container ships. I used to love when the Hanjin container ships were on the river because it was so, they were just so cool and kind of exotic going by. You knew that they were going to go to some foreign port. Container ships tend to take pretty long voyages. They can be at sea for a month or so. In fact, if you want to take a voyage at sea on a ship and you Google such things, you can find various container lines that will take paying guests, but you have to be ready to spend quite a while at sea because they go from one place to another and take quite a while doing it. So it just always seems like such an exotic adventure to see a container ship go by for some reason. So we had container ships on the river for many years, and then they went away after there were some issues at the Port of Portland. Now container shipping, to a limited degree, is back on the river, and I'm excited to tell you about that. And I want to thank Peter Marsh. He's a local maritime journalist who stopped by the station yesterday, and we chatted about some news, and he told me about that. I had heard that it was happening, but I didn't know it was really happening. So here's what I know. This is from Maritime Executive Magazine. I'm going to read a little blurb from you from an article there. After a meeting with Oregon Governor Kate Brown last year, Singapore-based Swire Shipping, S-W-I-R-E, announced that it will launch a monthly Portland to Australia cargo service to export Oregon-made Western Star trucks. Swire's freighters can handle a mix of break bulk cargo below decks and containerized cargo above, allowing the carriage of a wide range of commodities, heavy equipment, and materials. So those container ships are going to be coming into the river about once a month, headed to the Port of Portland. In January, they handled 1,500 containers, 2,200 in February, and we might actually see a ship. It looks like from the schedule I could find on their website, May 18th and 19th, we will see a container ship on the river. So that's pretty cool. I'll keep you posted with whatever I find out. It's always nice to see different kinds of ship traffic on the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.